This story is read by Andrew Lochley. Lance Corporal John Morty Scott, service number 29746 of the 11th Battalion, the Royal Scots. John Morty Scott was born in North Muirton Cottages, Tibbermoor, on the 17th of December 1892. He was the youngest of five children, born to John and Isabella Scott, who had married in 1882 in Kirriemuir. John's father was a ploughman. By the time John was about 10, the family had moved to Scone and were living in Pittrodie Buildings, Perth Road. His father was working as a general carter. According to the 1911 census, John's father became a cattleman on a farm. John and his siblings were all employed in the grocery trade. John signed his attestation papers on the 18th of November 1915, but did not join his unit, the 11th Battalion, the Royal Scots, until 1916. He was sent to France the same year. John's battalion was part of the 9th Scottish Division, which took part in the hugely costly Battle of Arras from the 9th of April to the 11th of May 1917. On the first day of the battle, the 11th and 12th Battalions of the Royal Scots, as part of the 9th Division, secured all their objectives by mid-afternoon. Casualties were high, with some 300 deaths between the two battalions. All eight Royal Scots battalions taking part moved forward so quickly that they found themselves coming under friendly fire from their own guns. It was at this point that things began to go wrong. Despite initial successes, some units were held by the German defence positions, which were able to inflict heavy casualties on the attacking forces. The attack was ordered to resume the following day, the 10th of April, with an assault on the final German line of Monchy. The Germans had already started moving up the reserves from the pre-battle position, 15 miles behind the lines, and progress was slow. Further attacks were ordered, and General Allenby urged his men to press on with the next phase of the battle. Monchy was captured on the 12th of April 1917, but increased German resistance and reinforcements meant higher casualties for the attackers. The 11th Battalion suffered 150 casualties, and the 12th Battalion lost 250 in the course of an attempt to take the village of Roux. With its chemical works north of the River Scarpe, between Frampé and Plovin, on the 15th of April 1917, after pleas by three divisional commanders, a halt was called to the first phase of the battle to allow reinforcements to be brought up. There were not to be any easy gains in the next phase of the battle, and the British attack soon faltered. The assault battalions came up against stronger German opposition, and the offensive was scaled down. Some of the fiercest fighting was at Roux, which had been captured briefly, only for it to be retaken by the Germans. Another push forward was attempted on the 3rd of May, 1917, but little progress was made owing to hostile machine gun fire. Such gains that were made were wholly out of proportion to the heavy losses sustained. Soon after, all fighting on a big scale in front of Arras came to an end for the year, and action moved north to Flanders and the Third Battle of Ypres. John Morty Scott died on the 3rd of May 1917, during the final stages of the Battle of Arras. He was reported missing near Garvel, and his body was never found. He is remembered with honour on Bay 2, Course B of the Arras Memorial. John was 22 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.